The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sota has been dedicated by our good friends and Talmid, Mr. Haimi and Dina Dana, Hashem Yishmonem V'Chayim, for the success of their children, and especially the Fu'as Shelema Moshe Ben Dina, ולעילוי נשמת יוסף בן סרינה, דוד בן פרידה, נעיר בן זוהרה, משה בן פייגה רות, שרה בת אסתר, פייגה רות בת אסתר, אל אסתר בת יוכבת. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. תזכו למצוות.
דף למד א', today's דף is being studied, דף נשמת מרת זקנתי יפה בצרה, ומול זקני יוסף בן שרה, רבי אברהם בן אסתר, רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. today's דף is being studied, רפואה שלמה, משה בן דינה, ושרה רוחמה, בת רחל, ושרה בת רחל, אין לפני להם, שפת הנפש ושפת הגוף, שפתה כרובה לבוא וכן, ינסו ונאמר, אמן, we begin today's דף, על למד א', עמוד ראשון, and we are on the third line, בו ביום דרש רבי יהושע בן הורקנוס, שלא עבד איוב, we learned in the Mishnah, איוב, according to him, served בורא עולם, only מאהבה, how do we know that he served God me'ahava? Because the pasuk said, "Hen yikteleni lo ayahel." The pasuk says, "Hen yikteleni." Yov says, "Even if God will kill me, lo ayahel. To Him, I will anticipate, which means I will still serve Him." But then we had another way of learning the pasuk, "Lo ayahel lamed aleph," which means I will not anticipate, which means he only serves God. Mirah. So we wrote a third pasuk to solve the issue that you have indeed served God Mehaba. So comes the Gemara and says, we don't understand the dilemma over here. The pasuk says Lo Ayahel. So you have a safek if it's supposed to be read Lamid Vav, to you I will anticipate, or is it supposed to be written with Lamid Aleph? So the Gemara says Velehzi Hai Lo. The Lo in the pasuk Ibe Lamid Aleph Kediv. If it's written with a Lamid Aleph, Lo. It's Lo. Ibe Lamid Vav Kediv. No, if it's lamed vav, it's lo. What a lamed vav, which means just look at the pasuk. What's written over there? What's the dilemma of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, wait. V'chol heicha dichtiv lamed aleph lo. Well, any time the Torah or the pasuk writes lamed aleph, is it read lamed aleph? Sometimes we have what's called the kari uchtiv. That means it might be read or written lamed aleph, but you read it with a lamed vav. How do you know? So Gemara says, Ela me'atam. According to this, bechol sarotam lo sar. The pasuk says, "Bechol tzaratam." In all the troubles of Bnei Yisrael, lo tzar. It's written with a lamed aleph, which means what? Lo tzar. God does not have pain, as if God does not commiserate with our suffering. If you read it the way it's spelt, it'll say that God is not interested in our suffering. Bechol tzaratam. In all our troubles, lo tzar. He does not commiserate. Dichtiv b'lamed aleph. Hachi named de'lo. Who are you going to tell me it's written with a lamed aleph? Are you going to read it the way it's spelled? Dichitem achanamin. Maybe you'll tell me, yeah. Maybe you read it the way it's spelled. Be'aketiv umalach panam hoshi'am. Can't be, because the end of the pasuk says that God's going to send an angel to save them. That shows that God does feel our pain. So therefore you see what? That sometimes the pasuk can be written with a lamed aleph as lo, which is no, but we read it as a lamed vav, which is yes, it is Tim. So therefore the pasuk says, Bechol sarotam lo tzar, even though it's written lamed aleph, we read it with a lamed vav, that what God feels our pain, and the proof is, because he sends an angel to redeem us. Ela mashmache umashmache. You see, it can go either way. So therefore, it's not so simple. Sometimes you read it the way it's spelled, sometimes you read it the way it's supposed to be read in a different way. So therefore that's why the Gemara Mishnah is Sefek, when it's said by Iyov, Hen yikteleni lo ayached, they want to, do you read it like it's spelled Lamed Aleph, or maybe you're supposed to read it with a Lamed Vav, just like in the Pasuk of Bechol Sarotam lo Tzar, and the Nafkaminah is going to be, is did Iyov serve God Me'ahava or Me'iratanya Rabbi Meir Omer? Ne'emar yireh Elohim be'Iyov. It says that Iyov was a yireh Elohim. Ve'ne'emar yireh Elohim be'Avraham. And it says Avraham Avinu was also yireh Elohim. Ma yireh Elohim amur be'Avraham me'ahava. Just like Avraham, although the pasuk refers to him as yireh Elohim, we know he also served God me'ahava. Af Yire Elohim Amur Be'Iyov, so too, even though it calls Iyov and a Yire Elohim, it indeed was Me'ava. He also served God Me'ava. Now the Rashi points out over the Yir'an Ava that we're talking about is not like the Yir'an Ava that we mentioned on an earlier Daf on Daf Chaf Bit. Over there we talked about a Yir'at Onish. And a ahavat sachar for reward. Here we're talking about a higher level. Ahava, we're doing it ahavat because you want to serve Borei Olam, Hashem Shammah, not for the reward. Ahava because you love Borei Olam. And yira is yira teromimut. Romimut means you're fearing God, not because of the problem, because of His greatness, because of His awesomeness, which is a higher level. In any event, the Avraham gufei minalan. How do you know that Avraham binu served God me'ahava? Dechtiv zera Avraham ohabi. Right, the seed of Avraham, that was the one that loved me, God says. My ikah ben osim me'ava osim mira. What is the difference between someone who serves God me'ava, someone who serves God mira? Ikah, hi, have the following. Detanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, gadol osim me'ava yoter ben osim mira. Greater is a person that serves God me'ava than yira. Sheze talu le'elef dor, veze talu le'alpayim dor. The one that serves God mira, his reward lasts for 1,000 generations. The one that serves God for me'ava serves, gets reward for 2,000 generations. When they say the reward of the person is in this world, we're not talking about the olam ha-netzach. That's a different reward. How do we know that the rewards are as such? Because over here it says le'alafim le'ohabai u'shomre misfotai. So it says le'alafim, which means 2,000 generations, le'ohabai, to those that serve me out of ahava. Ve'atam ketiv, and we have another person that says u'shomre misfotav le'elef dor. Shomre misfotav is those that have fear. The Shmor is always on a word of Yir'ah, like it says by Lelota Ases, it says Hishamir, right? Uses the word Hishamir. That's Shamor at Yom HaShemayim, that says on the negatives. Because the person that Yirat Shemayim will not do any sins, he's scared. He's scared of sins. The person goes, Shomrei Mitzvotav, those that are Shomrei Mitzvot, which means Yir'ah, Le'elef Tor. They get the reward for 1,000 generations. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hatam Nameh Ketiv Le'ohabav U'Shomrei Mitzvotav Le'elef Tor. On the Elif Dor Pasuk, it also mentions the word Le'ohabav. So it sounds like that even Le'ohabav get 1,000 generations. So the Gemara says, Hai L'desamichle V'hai L'desamichle. You gotta go what's close to the Pesukim. Which means, in the first Pasuk it says La'alafim Le'ohabai. So the word La'alafim is close to the word Le'ohabai. And then it says U'shomre mitzvotav Le'elif Dor. So the Elif Dor is close to the words of Shomrei Mitzvotav. So even though both of them are in the same Pasuk, you are analyzing the words that are close to it. If Alafim is close to Abai, and Elif Dor is close to Shomrei Mitzvotav. There were two students. They were sitting in front of Rava. Had Amar Le, one said, Ikriyun Behalmai. They read, he had a dream, and in the dream he saw the following Pasuk. Which Pasuk? Ma Rav Tufcha Sher Safanta Li Le'echa. How great is the reward that's destined that you're going to show to your those that fear you? Behad Amar Le, once said, Ekriyon Behamai, I saw a pasuk in my dream, Vismihu Kol Hosebach, all those that anticipate you and have trust in you, they'll be happy. The Olam Yirena, they will sing and praise you forever. Vialisu Becha, and they'll be happy in you. Ohave Shemecha. So, right, so he had the word Ahava in his dream. So Amar Lehu, Tarvaichu Rabbanan, Tzadike Gimure Atun. You're both Tzadikim Gimurim. Mor Me'ahava, Mor Me'ira. The one that had the Pasuk that has Ahava in it, Ohave Shemecha, you must be serving God Me'ahava. The one that had the Pasuk of Yira, that says, Asher Safat Lire'echa, you must be serving God Me'ira. But indeed, both of them are Tzadikim. Hadran Alach Keshem Shehamayim. And now we move on to the next Perek Shishi. Perek Mishkineh. We begin the Mishnah. Mishkineh l'ishto. Okay, cases that we are familiar with already, almost. A person made kinui to his wife. Okay, warned him, don't go with so-and-so. Venistera. And then subsequently, after the kinui, she was nistera, she was secluded with that fellow. Afilu shama me'otha poreya. According to this opinion, even if he hears it from the birds, which means even the fact that she was nistera, even if already it's already from the rumors, right? The birds are talking about it. That's another way of saying it's not conclusive with witnesses. That she says, Afilu shama me'otha poreya, even if he hears it from the flying bird, shenistera yotzi v'yitin ketubah. ורבי אליעזר לטעמי דאמר פרק רף. Remember we learned רבי אליעזר שיטה on the first עמוד, סתירה לא בעיה עדות. According to him, the סתירה you did not need witnesses. ואפילו עבד ואפילו שפחה נאמנים. Even an עבד, even a שפחה that normally a פסולי עדות, he said, are good for the testimony of סתירה. דאי נא מקוף הפוריה. Which is not different than a rumor. דאתקיש לטומאה. דחולהו מהמנבה. Right, just like by Tum'ah, where she actually does it, we say that anybody's ne'eman, because it's coming after a kinuni stira. So therefore, to say that she actually did it, we're lenient on what type of testimony we accept. So he said, not only for that, but even for stira, we accept all sorts of words. Hilkak ne'esla alavim, enu rotzeh lashkota, yotzi v'yiten ketubah. Which means, he can take her to the Beit HaMikdash to drink. If he doesn't want to do that, he can send her out with a v'yotzi v'yiten ketubah. Exactly, because if he doesn't want to let her drink, it's his fault. So therefore he has to send her out, but he has to give her a ketubah. So the point of Rabbi Eliezer is, even on a rumor of poreya, that's enough already to say there was a stidah here, and the process begins. Okay? Comes the Mishnah, continues. You'll see, you think about the very Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua Omer. Rabbi Yoshua, if you remember in the Mishnah, he was the shita that said you need two witnesses as well for the stidah. Just like you need two witnesses to make the kinui, you need two witnesses that she was Nistera, unless the Mishnah says, Ad shiyisu v'yitnu ba muzrot bilbana. Unless the rumors are so strong that the ladies that are weaving in the moonlight are talking about it, which means it seems like that was like a gossip that's going out wildly and uncontrollable. People are talking about it. The ladies are talking about it at the place where they do their weaving. So that's already, even though it's not witnesses, but it's not nice that she should stay married to such a lady that has such rumors on her. Look at that. Unless you have two witnesses, right? We said you need two witnesses for but when the ladies are talking about it already, that she's an adulterer, or that she was nistera and that she wasn't faithful, it's not nice, ugly. But the guy's going to stay married when they're rumorizing his wife. Which is, once already the ladies are talking, even if they take us to the Beit HaMikdash, the water's not going to work. The room has already ruined the effect of the water, so there's no choice. And therefore, like we learned above, the pasuk says, "V'taharai ve'lo shi'isu v'itnu ba mozot belbana." The waters only work when she's pure, or she's guilty with witnesses only, without seeing that she actually did the act. But if there's rumors on her like that, the waters not correct. So his only option is going to be a sure is divorce up with a ketubah. Okay, Amar Ed Echad Ani Ra'iti Ashi Nitmit. Okay, let's say one witness comes along and says, I saw that she actually was Nitmit. That she says, Be'ota Stira. She Al Pishnaim Edim. Which is according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have two witnesses for the Stira. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have even Of Poreya, even nothing. Just, you know, the smallest proof. Even a bad witness. But the point is, now let's say after the kinuni stira, one witness comes along and says, I saw she actually did the act. She did the, committed the sin. Lo aita shota. She would not drink. That she says, De'ed echad ne'eman ba afsida ketubata shiraglayim ledavar. Which means, one witness already is believed at that point, because it's coming after circumstantial evidence. There was a kinuni already, there was a stira. So when one witness comes along and says she did it, that's it, she doesn't drink. And not only that, she got to get divorced, and she loses her ketubah. It's enough already, even though it's one witness, but it's coming, there's a history behind that one witness, right? So therefore, she loses even the ketubah. Right? Even in Eved, which is an inferior witness, not kosher, Eved Shefha, Hare Elu Ne'emanim, Afle Fosla, Miktubata, even to Posela from her ketubah. Comes the Gemara Mishnah continues. Now we're going to discuss different ladies that have an animosity towards towards a woman, and therefore they're not going to be ne'eman, or they'll be ne'eman only to a certain extent. The Gemara discusses the different ladies that hate each other. Number one, Hamota, right, a person's mother-in-law, Ubat Hamota, or let's say the mother-in-law has a daughter, right, from a different husband, her co-wife, right, which is not saying the Yibum was made. So there's two wives there. So the co-wives hate each other, Yibimta is interesting. That's his brother, her brother-in-law's
wife.
Or you could say her husband's brother's wife. She's called Yibimta. Why? Because potentially she might be the co-wife with this lady. In the event that her husband dies, so now she falls to the brother, now she's going to be married with this other lady. So even before it happens, she hates her. Because she knows she might have to live with her one day. Right? She might be taking a husband, sharing a husband with her. So she's called Yibimta. Ubat Ba'ala. Bat Ba'ala would be the daughter.
Stepdaughter.
Right, stepdaughter. Stepdaughter. So therefore also there's an animosity. Let's see. Hare Elu Ne'emanot. These ladies over here are Ne'eman when they say that she did the act. Ve'lo Ne'postah Mektubata. But not the posela from Ketubah. Ela shlo teshteh, which means she's not going to drink. Which means yada kinu, yada stilad, and one mother-in-law comes along and says she did it. Well, since there is an animosity over there, we have to take our testimony with a grain of salt. So it's enough. We're going to say that what divorce, but what not to mafsid the ketubah. Okay, now let's read the Rashi on these cases over here. Hamota ubat hamota v'tzalata v'yibimta eshet achi ba'la. She's explaining the yibimta case. Eshet achi ba'la, the wife of her husband's
brother.
Afi kisarata. She's also like a co-wife. Visonata. She also hates her. Why? Because she worries that one day this lady might be her co-wife. Im yamut ba'ala bilobanim. So tichabim lebali. Now ubat ba'ala mi'isha acheret. Which means, let's say, the daughter of her husband from a different wife. So has a stepdaughter, also has a animosity towards the mother. Elu hamesh nashim sonot ota. So they're not ne'eman really on a testimony that is against her. Now why they believed over here? Because already at Torah emina kol edut sheyesh ba. Because we even accept the edut of a shifcha and an eved. So in a case where you accept inferior edut, you'll accept the testimony of these five ladies that hate her. However, miulo lefosam ketubata. Only that what? That she does not drink. Only to that extent. Good? Okay, comes the Mishnah and continues. Shaya bedin. Okay, we could have made a kal vachomer. That what? That maybe one witness would not be believed. So we're saying that after kinui and stira, one witness is believed. To say that she actually was netmea. But we could have made a kal vachomer the other way. How? Shaya bedin. Uma in edut rishona. If the first testimony, edut rishona, over here is referring to stira. Okay, rishona means the edut of stira. She'en osarta isur on, that does not osera conclusively because she still has a chance to drink. And still what? Enemit came before Mishnayim. According to the Yeshua, you need at least two witnesses. Edut acharona, the edut of tum'ah, she osarta isur olam eno din, she came before Mishnayim. Well, the most of the final testimony, which is the edut that she actually did it, which is going to say that conclusively, certainly you should need at least two witnesses. That would be my potential kal vachomer. Tamud lomar ve'ed en ba. That's what the pasuk says. Ve'ed en ba kol edut sheyesh ba. Just from the fact that it says kol edut sheyesh ba, look at the bottom of Rashi, ne'eman ba. Right? Ed en ba. She says any testimony is going to be accepted. You don't have two witnesses. Ela ehad. The kamar vidlo it pasal and mesar alma mehemam, which means the ed and ba'ed over there means a set of two witnesses. But you don't have a set of two witnesses, ela you have one. And what does the pasuk say? That it wasn't done by force. Vidlo it pasal, wasn't done by force. And what's the gemara of the pasuk say? Teme'ah. So therefore, you see what one witness is going to be enough based on a gezerah tekatuv. Again, I could have made a kadahoma the other way, but based on gezerah tekatuv, I'm going to say that indeed it is. She's asura even on one witness. Who comes again and says, "Kal vachomer le'edut rishona." Now I'm going to go the other way. Me'ata uma im edut acharona. Again, edut acharona is the one witness. Okay, edut acharona by tuma. She osarta isur olam arei mitkayemet be'ed echad. Edut rishona she osarta isur olam eno dit shetkayem be'ed echad. Now go the other way. If tuma, which was osera conclusively, where you get away with one witness. So edut stira, that doesn't osera conclusively, seemingly kavachomer should be enough with one witness. Tamud lomar ki matzaba ervat davar. Oh, we have a rule. When it comes to things that have to do with alayot, the pasuk is ki matzaba, you found in her ervat davar. That's talking about a man that gets divorced. So since he gets divorced, because he found in his wife Ervat Davar, keyword Davar. We have another person, Al Pi Shnaim Edim Yakum Davar. That's why monetary cases. You need minimum two witnesses. Ma la lan al pishnaim. Just like by monetary, it says the word davar. You need two witnesses. Afghan al pishnaim. So over here also you need two witnesses. So therefore the two witnesses of stira, according to Amishnah at least, the Gemara is going to change this, but at least according to Amishnah, we learn it from al pishnaim edim yakum davar. And it says, kimat sabah arvat davar, davar davar. So therefore, you're right. I could have made a kavah homet that should only need one witness, but the davar davar teaches me that it needs two witnesses. Comes the Gemara and says, comes the Mishnah and says, Ed Omer Netu. We're going to bring now three cases. Okay? Just to give you the skeleton of the three cases, which is going to be important to the Gemara. The skeleton of the three cases is like this. You're going to have one witness comes along and says, Timi'ah, one witness is going to come along and says she's not Timi'ah. Case number two is going to be where you have one witness says Timi'ah and two witnesses says not Timi'ah. The third case is going to be two witnesses say Timi'ah and one witness says not Timi'ah. Which means, just so you remember the case, it's 1-1, 1-2, 2-1, and the order of the Mishnah is the first one's always saying Timi'ah and the second one's always saying Lo nitme'ah. It's a very important key, so you remember the three cases of the Mishnah to be able to go through the Gemara in the proper way. Now let's read it inside. Ed omer nitmet. The ed omer lo nitmet. Again, there was already a kinui, there was already a stira. One guy comes to the Beit Din and says, she did it. Another guy comes and says, no, she didn't do it. Well, what's the din now? Isha omeret nitmet. Or let's say you have a lady. A lady comes into the Beit Din as a witness. She says she did it. Visha omer it lo nitmet. And then one of them says she didn't do it. Haita shota. In that case over there, she indeed drinks. Why? Because as she says on the third line, uki had ba'de had. It's one against one, so it's a safek. So what do you do when you have a safek? Safek, she drinks. Good. Ehad omer nitmet. One comes along and says nitmet. Ushnaim omrim lo nitmet. And two come along and say, lo nitmet. So the din over here is, haita shota. She drinks in that case as well. Now what's the logic? What's the logic in this case over here? So that she says, the case over here is talking about where one witness came along and said, she did it. Two witnesses come along and say, what are you talking? We were there at the time that you were there. And at that moment that you're testifying that she did it, we didn't see that she did it. So therefore they are coming to negate their testimonies. You couldn't have seen it. Not that we were with you there at the place of the stida, but she didn't do it. We saw the same act. Now, we're not saying that she didn't do it after us, and maybe she did it also before. We're just saying on what you saw, we're challenging that. So therefore she comes to become a safek again. We don't know if she did it or not. So therefore, since they negated, she's going to drink. Case number three. Shnaim omrim nitmet. Two people come and say she did it, and one says she didn't. Lo aita shotana. In that case, she does not drink because already once two says she did it, so it's over. I don't care. We're not going to believe one witness over two witnesses. Two witnesses says she did it. One witness says she doesn't. You don't believe one when you have two. So therefore, she's not going to drink. Now we start with the Gemara. We'll go back to these last three cases. Immediately, Gemara begins. We learned in the Mishnah. What was the source? How do you know stira? Sorry, how do you know stira? You need two witnesses. So we brought a gezerah shava davar davar. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Is that the source? Talmud lomar ba, which means adraba. We learned it from a different pasuk. The pasuk is ve'ed en ba, which means you don't have two witnesses in this. So we said two witnesses you need in kinui, and two witnesses you need in stira. But you don't need two witnesses in tum'ah. We learned it from the word ba, because it says, ba velo bikinui, which means two witnesses, one witness will be good, but not in the kinui. Ba velo bistira, right? Two witnesses you need for stira, but not for tum'ah. So therefore, the source of the source of two witnesses for stira is from the word ba, because we're going to say ve'ed en ba, which means you don't need two witnesses for tum'ah, but you're going to need two witnesses for kinui, and you're going to need two witnesses for stira. So what do you bring me this davar davar gizra shava? Right? which means ba'ed echad ne'eman. To mitameha one will be believed, but not for kinui and not for stira. So the Gemara says, right, we need it for that. So the Gemara says, you're right. Tamud lomar ba. You're right. Really, the Mishnah should said like this. The source is from the word ed and ba. Ba velo bekinui. One witness will believe to mitameha, but not for kinui. Ba velo bestira. Vetum'a be'alma belo kinui ublo stira delo meheman ed echad minalan. Ne'emar kan davar, ne'emar nalan davar, ma'alan b'shne adim, av kan b'shne adim. But the Mishnah was coming to bring davar, davar is for a regular case. How do you know regularly? Without a kinui, without a stira. One guy surfaces and says that this lady over here committed znut. How do you know he's not believed? Which means, in a kinui, after a kinui and a stira, we have a pasuk that teaches us one witness is enough. And for stira itself, we have a derasha from Ba to teach me that for tum'ah one is believed, but not for stira, you need two. So what's the davar davar coming to teach me? In a regular case, without kinui, without stira. Guy surface comes along and says, I testify that she committed znut, not believed. How do you know one witness is not believed in a regular case of tum'ah that was not preceded with kinui and stira? Tamudoma davar davar. All testimony you need to have. Two witnesses. So therefore there's three cases in the Mishnah. There's a stira case, that's from the word ba. There's the regular tum'ah case, that's from ed and ba. That teaches me even one witness is going to be enough. And then you have a regular case out of the sotah. Just a regular guy coming and saying that she's tum'ah. That already know from davar davar that you need two witnesses. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ed omer nitmet. Okay, so we said like this. One witness says she did it. One witness says she didn't do it, right? It's one against one. Ta'ama deka mechishle. It's only because what? He's being mukhash. He's being contradicted. It's one against one. Ha lo kamechishle. But if there was nobody that was coming to argue with him, edihad meheman. One witness is enough to ne'eman that she is tema, that she will not drink and she'll lose her. Ketubah. How do you know that one witness is believed? Ve'ed en ba. Okay, this is the dinah that we had earlier. We're going to review it now. Ve'ed en ba. This is talking about tum'ah. Okay? That they're coming to say. It says she does not have a witness. Bishnai mekatu medaber. When it says the word ed, it means she doesn't have two witnesses. Unless she must have one. Bishnai mekatu medaber. Ata omer bishnai mu'enu ela be'ehad. But maybe when it says ed, it means one witness. Meaning it's saying that she doesn't even have one witness. Tamud lomar lo yakum ed echad beish. Pasuk comes along and says that you cannot have one witness testify. Mimasper shneimar lo yakum ed enu yodeh shu echad. What does the pasuk have to say? Ed echad. Ed we know is one. What does it have to specify? Echad. Mat tamud lomar echad. What does it have to say? Echad. Ze bana av konakom shneimar ed hare kan shnayim ad shifrot echad katuv echad. Which means we have a rule now. We're learning a new rule. Anytime the Torah says the word ed, ed is two. Ed means testimony. Testimony. So unless the Torah specifies and says echad, but stam ed is two. Because that's what the Torah says. Lo yakum ed echad. Because if it just would have said ed, ed would mean two. That's why I said ed echad. So now we understand what the pasuk says. V'amar rahmana tre letba elahad. Pasuk says what? Ve'ed en ba. She doesn't have two witnesses. Sure. What does she have? She must have one. And what is it? Ve'idlon et pasa. It wasn't done by force. Asura. Very good. So comes the. So that's the point. Put a period over here. So therefore, the source. If somebody would ask you, what's the source that one witness is believed for tum'ah? Talmud lomar ve'ed en ba. Meaning she does not have two witnesses. Unless she has even one witness. And what does the pasuk say? V'ilon et pasa. It was not done by force. And what is the Torah saying? Asura. Meaning she has to get divorce and no ketubah. Good. That's how you know that for tum'ah, one witness is believed.
Right.
Okay, now we get to the subject over here. V'chevan debedoraita ed echad meheman. I'll speak it out now like this. When that Torah, we said one witness is believed to say tum'ah. Good. Idach hechi matzi mechishle. How could the second witness come along and contradict the first witness? In case number one, we said one witness says tum'ah, the other witness says lo netum'ah. How do we even take the second witness? Ve'ha amar ula kol makom shemina Torah ed echad. הרי כאן שניים, ואין דבריו של אחד במקום שניים. Whenever the Torah believes one witness, he has a status of two witnesses. So once already he comes along and testifies, it's like you have two witnesses coming along to say what? That she did it.
So when the other one
is coming, he's only one. So it's two against one. So therefore, why is the Mishnah say she drinks? She shouldn't drink. Once already the first witness comes, you believe him, and with the Torah's believing him like two. So kol makom she'emina Torah ed echad, he has a status of like two witnesses. So he says what? She's guilty. Because
like,
the Torah doesn't give her the emanut to say she's not teme'ah. Torah gave her the emanut on the teme'ah. So therefore, it's two against one. So therefore, why should she drink? It's not a sefek. It's not one against one. It's really in the logic. It's two against one. So you know what the Gemara comes along and says on this? Ela amar ula, tini lo aita shota. You're right. Change the text of the Mishnah. Lo aita shota. She wouldn't drink. She's guilty. Finish. Once that one witness comes along and says teme'ah, it's over. Vechen amar bishak, lo aita shota. And the bishak also had a text in the Mishnah, lo aita shota. Okay, so the very important shita of Yav Ula, the bishak, that they're making a text change in the Mishnah itself. Rabbi Chaya amar, Rabbi Chaya comes along and says, no, aita shota. No. Keep the Mishnah like it is. Oh, Rabbi Chaya, kasha de Ula. Bottom line, the first witness is considered like two, so therefore it's two against one, so the chavra should be believed. Therefore she should not drink. Depends when they surface, which means our Mishnah is talking about a case where they came simultaneously, which is when both witnesses come simultaneously, so they're able to negate each other
one.
Because they spoke toch kedidibur, which is the first guy says teme'ah, next guy within toch kedidibur, within a small amount of time, 2 seconds, he comes along and says lo nitme'ah. When they come together, the first testimony was never even accepted. It was knocked out of the box toch kedidibur. Therefore it goes back to being a sefek. Oh, but in a chenem, if they came at separate times, I agree with you, then she would not drink, which is if the first witness came along and said she did it, right? It was accepted. Then somebody else surfaces it too late. So there's a question of Chaya. Keep our Mishnah's text. Learn the case is talking about Bevat Achat. But in the Chenamir of Chaya will concede in the case where they come Bezeh Harzeh, then they're ready to lose Shota. Good?
Yeah.
Comes the Gemara and says, Tana. Okay. We have a case in our Mishnah. Case number two of our Mishnah. Ed echad omer netmet, ushnaim omrim lo netmet. Right? One says netmet, two say lo netmet. Haita shota. So what do we say in the Mishnah? She drinks. Ha had vehad lo haita shota. Tiyutad Rabbi Chaya. Which is, we can make a diyuk from that case. What's the diyuk? Only because it's one, and then you had two that came along and said lo netme'ah. So then the deen of the Mishnah is what? The deen of the Mishnah said what? She drinks. Right? Only in that case. Mashma, that if it was only one and one, she would not drink. So the diyuk works according to Ula's Girsa of the Mishnah. Again, according to Ula's Girsa of the Mishnah. What was the first case? One against one, lo aita shota. So the Gemara comes along and says, very good, I'll bring you the ayat to this opinion. Because look at the second case in the Mishnah. What's the second case in the Mishnah? The second case is where one said nitme'ah and two came along and said lo nitme'ah. So what do we say? Lo aita. I'm sorry, in that case we said?
Yeah.
Yes. Right, makes sense, she drinks. Okay? One comes along and says she's nitmeh. Two come along and knock him out. Right? The two knocked them out. Which is, what do we say in the case of the two came along and said, hey, we were there with you, and it didn't happen. So therefore they're knocked out. So you're back to a safek. So therefore the deen is what? She drinks. Mashma, that if it was just one against one, she would not drink. Only because it's one and then two does she drink. Mashma, if it was one and one, she does not drink. So from the diyuk of that case, we want to prove that the girsav ula is correct. Look at the Rashi now to understand the question a little better. You see Rashi, ha had vehad?
Yeah.
That's the diyuk. Al korchach lo haita shota tana beresha. Rashi says, had to be the text in the resha, lo haita shota, like ula. Di haita shota ketani. Because if you're going to learn like Levchaya, Hatula Mali, what do you need the case number two for? Which means, let's speak it outside. If Levchaya was right, that one against one, she drinks, like Al Mishnah, do I need a case of one and then two comes along that she drinks? If you're telling me where one contradicted one, she drinks, certainly when two contradicted one, she's going to drink. So therefore, according to Levchaya, case number two is superfluous. But according to Ula will say, no, case number two is not for itself. The point of case number two is to make the diyuk, to tell me what case number one was talking about. And to tell me what? That you're right, one when it says to man, two says, lo netmea, you're right, the jinn, she drinks. But I don't need it for that case. That case is pashut. You know what I need it for? To tell me dafka, because there was two. Right? That's why she drinks. But if there's only one against one, she will not drink. So therefore, according to Ula, the second case is for the diyuk. Whereas according to the Bhaya, the second case is superfluous. If one against one she drinks, certainly two against one she's going to drink. So that's the question they're leveling against Rabbi Chaya. What is the second case? The second case implication goes against the way you learned the text in the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. I say that again? Which means, according to Rabbi Chaya learned our Mishnah as is. One against one, she drinks. Oh, good. What's the second case of the Mishnah? Two against one, she drinks.
Of course. One against two.
Again, two against one. It's one said Teme'ah, two said Lo Netme'ah. In the first case, one against one, she drinks. Next case, two against one, she drinks. Peshita, you just told me one against one, she drinks. The two against one, you tell me she drinks?
Well, that's maybe she'll be off though. Maybe she'll be off
though. No. Two are saying, lo netme'ah. So it's sefek. The two are coming on to say, what you saw was nothing. So they negated. So negated, you're back to square zero. You're back to square one, you drink. Sefek.
So one and one.
They're coming along and saying, listen, when you said that she was netme'ah, you couldn't have seen it because we were there with you and it didn't happen. We don't know what happened before we were there, we don't know what happened after, so it's back to a safek. They're not saying she was not netmi'ah conclusively. They're just saying what he saw, right. Didn't see it. So it goes back to a safek. So the Chaya, case number two is not necessary. Ula will come along and say, no, I agree. Case number two, you don't need it for itself. You know what you need it for? For the diyuk. To tell me, dafka, when it's two against one, she drinks. Mashma, one against one, she doesn't. Exactly like the first case. So the second case is to come reveal to us what the first case is. That's the question they put against the Chaya. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar lecha Rav Chaya, v'letamech. Oh yeah, you want to go with diyukim? Ema sefa. Go to case number three. Shnaim omnim netmet, v'had omed lo netmet, lo aita shota. Right? It's one against two. So what was the din in the Mishnah? One against two, she doesn't drink. Mashma wad, ha'had v'had aita shota. Mashma, one against one, she will drink. So you want to go with diyukim? The diyuk of the third case is with me, against you. So therefore, don't stop going with the diyuk. If you're going to start going with diyukim, you're going to run into problems as well. Okay? So he learns a hadut. Ve'ela kula b'fsule edut v'rabi nechamyahi. Okay, let's stop over here outside. Let's talk. And I want to say, case number one, leave it as it is. It's like machloket ula on the girsa over there, one against one. Is it shota or is it lo shota? Keep that to some. We're not going to play with the first case. But the subsequent case, I mean, case number two and three, it's new cases over here. It's talking about pisule edut. It's not talking about the conventional case that we thought it's talking about. What is pisule edut? So it's going to be based on an opinion of Rabbi Nehemiah. Okay? Now, what does Rabbi Nehemiah say? So let's read the Nehemiah inside for a second. The Tanya, Rabbi Nehemiah Omer, Kol makom she'emina Torah ed echad. It's a very important klal. Anytime the Torah believes one witness, for example, in this case over by Edut of Nitme'ah, you see the Torah believes one witness? Halach achar rov de'ot. You're going to go against, you're going to go with the rule, always follow the majority of opinions. That means if you're going to have two women against one man, it would be like two men against one man. I mean, tell you this outside. In regular testimony, you have two men that come along, two kosher men, right? They say guilty, whatever, they say a testimony. One comes against them. Do you believe the one against the two? Of course not. Two witnesses. There's nothing stronger in the world than two witnesses. Correct? Now that's in a normal testimony. But over here, it's not normal testimony because here the Torah is telling us we accept anybody. I'll accept an Eved, a Shifha, one witness. So you see over here, this is a quasi testimony. The Torah over here is lenient even to accept one witness. So what does that show you? The whole thing is watered down. So the Hamyak comes on and says a fantastic Hadush. You have to know a klal. Any time the Torah accepts one witness for a testimony like Edut of Nitme'a, then already you go with majority of opinions. Which means, let's say I have two ladies coming along and saying Nitme'a, and one man, one kosher man, one not a ahed, one kosher ahed, which would normally be a kosher ahed, comes as Lo Nitme'a, I go with majority opinions. I take the two ladies' opinion over the one kosher man's opinion. That's the Nehamya. Because you see already, a man and a lady have equal footing over it. Because already we accept the testimony of ladies. We accept the testimony of one witness. So therefore, once you're saying that, learn the second case of the Mishnah. What the second case is? One lady comes along. I'm sorry. One man comes along and says, Nitme'a. Okay, one man. You're just one man. Two ladies come along and say, Lo Nitme'a. We're going to take the two ladies' testimony seriously. And therefore what? When they come along and say, Lo Nitme'a, it knocks off the first guy, back to square one, drink.
Even if the guy's not pasul.
Even if the guy's not pasul. Right, that's the point. Very key point you just said. Even if the first guy's not pasul. Doesn't matter now. Because we're in a testimony over here that men and ladies are equal. You go with Rof De'ot. Case number three will be two ladies said Teme'a, one man came along and said, Lo Nitme'a, go with majority. Majority is what? You go with the two ladies over there that says, Lo Nitme'a, don't drink. What? They said, Lo Nitme'a, they didn't do it. So that's a Hiddush Kodim. So the second and third case of not being said for Diyukim. You only got to go on the Diyukim if you don't need them for themselves. Right. But no, I need it for itself. You know why? Because it's teaching me the deen of the Nehamya. Okay, now that's the first way of learning the Nehamya. But there's Ika de Amri over here. Ika de Amri. Kol hecha de ata edehad kasher meikara afilu me'an nashim name ki edehad damyan. Oh, new way of learning the Nehamya. No. When he gave his deen over there, he never put ladies stronger than one witness who's a man. Which means, when you have an Ed Kasher, even if you have 100 ladies against an Ed Kasher, it's like one against one. We don't count Rav De'ot against an Adam Kasher. That's the second way of learning of the Hamya. Understand the difference? Which means, in the first version, I don't care what it is. Ish Kasher, Rav De'ot, count the heads, count the opinions. Second Chita says, no, you don't go with Rav De'ot. Only when everybody's pasul. When everybody in the mix is pasul, you count up to de'ot. Mashiach, if you have an Adam Kasher in there, Edehad, let's say an Ish, he comes in and has one opinion, and they have 100 ladies against him, you don't take the opinion of 100 ladies. It's considered what? The 100 ladies are considered like one testimony, and it's one against one. Oh, so then what's the case over here? Be'acha b'may askinan, kegon de'atai isha mi'ikara. In case number two, it's not that a man came first, like we learned in the first version. It's a lady came first. So one lady came along and said, Teme'a. Two ladies came along and said, Lo Nitme'a. Everything's ladies according to this. And then one lady came along, Pasulim. That's the point. One lady came along and said, Teme'a. She's one. Two came along and said, Lo. So it's again, two against one. By Opus Sulim, you go with De'ot, and therefore they cancel each other out, therefore she drinks. Case number three is going to be, again, all Pisulim. Case number three is going to be, two ladies come along and say, Teme'a, right? One lady is going to come along and say, Lo Nitme'a. You go with the two ladies. But not a case, if a man came, it throws the whole dynamic off. Mm. According to this verse, that's what the Gemara says. And learn the Nehamya's rule like this. Nehamya omir, kol makom she'emina Torah ed ehad, like in our case, whenever the Torah believes one witness, halach ahar rov de'ot, go after the rov de'ot, but what? Va'asu shte nashim be'isha ahat. Two ladies against one lady. Initially we learned two ladies against one man. No, we're not doing that anymore. This version of two ladies against
ladies against ladies,
that's only when you go with Rav De'ot. However, about Shtenashim Ishehad, but two ladies against one man, Kipalga Upalga Dami. that's already palgal paga, that's already a split. That's already safik. Now, I'm going to explain to you what the safik means. Look at that, she explains to us, ki palga u palga dami. Kilomar. Ki had ve had. Now we have to analyze the case. When did they come? Ve'i bevat ahat atu. Let's say you have the two ladies and one man. Okay? They came to the Beit Din together, simultaneously. Uki tre lebade had ve'ukmi asifika. Well, if they come together, so therefore the two ladies is like one. So it's one against one. What's the law when one against one come together at the same time? Okay. They cancel each other out, and you have a safek. Okay, that's one case. So far, so good. The ibeze aharze. Oh, but let's say they come one after each other. Vahu de mina Torah kadam. Let's say the man came first. Now, once the man comes first, he's believed like two. Ve'ata bereisha havele kishnayim. So they're considered like two. Ve'hanach kehad. Then the two ladies show up, they're like one. Ve'en divrehem imkomo. Good. Ve'ekad deshtayim omrot nitma'ot. But let's say the two ladies came first and said nitma'ot. Ve'ed ehad kashir omed lo nitmet. Then later on, in different testimony, not the same time, one witness came and said lo nitmet. Hayta shota. Because it's had ve'had. And the Mishnah was talking about where indeed they were everybody was pisulim. So therefore, all that she's giving you a case
which
is...
Which one, the first one?
Both cases. Case number 2 and 3. Case number 2 and 3 where you have two witnesses against one, or one witness against two, was all pisulim. Meaning, case number 2, one lady came along and said nitme'ah, two ladies came along and said lo nitme'ah. How did you see it? We were there with you, didn't happen. So therefore the two, we go off the odd. The two cancel the one, you're back to square zero, therefore she drinks. Case number 2 would be two said nitma, two ladies said nitma, one lady said lo nitma, two against one, going off the odd, because all pisulim over there, nitma, she does not drink. Oh, but if there was a man involved, then you have one of three scenarios. If there was a man involved, that's not the Mishnah. If there was a man involved, now she speaks out three scenarios. Scenario number 1 would be, if the one man and the two ladies came together in the court. So it's one against one, because it's simultaneously, cancel each other out, she drinks. If the man came first, she's like two. Then the ladies came, I don't care, 100 ladies like one. It's two against one, you believe the man. If the ladies came first, two, then the man came, so that's two against two, so it cancels each other's out, and therefore it puts you back in a safek. So that's the case. When a man comes, you don't go with Rav De'ot, right? It depends on exactly who came first, if they came together or not. But there's one more question that has to be analyzed over here. And that question is as follows. Basically, it's coming out, you're telling me two superfluous cases in Amishnah. Case number 2 and 3 are basically teaching me the same rule. When they're pisulim, you go after Rav De'ot. So the first case was what? When you have one lady, says Tema'a, and then you have two ladies, that say Lo Tema'a, you go with the two ladies. Right? Case number 3. When you have two ladies that say Tema'a, and you have one lady that says Lo Tema'a, you go with the two ladies. So basically you have case 2 and 3 teaching the same deen. So that's what the Gemara comes along and says, now, V'tarte b'fsulei edut lamali. What do you need two cases of teaching you p'sulei edut? Understand that the point is driven in already. Maybe I'll say I only go after Rav De'ot Lechumra to make her drink. Which is case number 2 is a Hiddush. Tell me what? That when the two witnesses come along and say she didn't do it, therefore I say we believe them to make her drink. So maybe I only take Rav De'ot Lechumra to make her drink. But maybe in the Kula, no. Kamashma in case number 3, that even the Kula, in case number 3, she doesn't drink. What she's doing, the two witnesses come along and says, Nitme'ah, she's getting divorced. That's considered the Kula. We're not going to make her drink. So the Hadush, you need one for the Humra and one for the Kula. Kamashma, but even in that case as well. Now there's one more point that has to be spoken out over here on this Surah. So that's basically the Surah. It's basically, if you want to get the skeleton, you have three cases in the Mishnah. Case number 1, it's Mahluk al-Ula and al-Bihiyya, what the proper text should be in that case. Ula learned, it's Ehad, it's one against one. Well, once one already came into Beit Din, one is like two. So therefore, he's accepted. So therefore, once the second guy comes in, lo ayta shota, she does not drink. And that's Rabbi Yitzchak's girsah as well. Harif Hayak came along and said, no, you can learn that case. It's one against one, but they came together.
Mm-hmm.
Came together. But in the Kharif, they came at different times. Then already, right, we accepted the first guy. Then already, lo ayta shota. Good.
Cases,
good. And now, what about case 2 and 3? So the Gemara basically said that case 2 and 3, the diyukim are contradictory, which means the diyuk of case number 2 is 4 ula, the diyuk of case number 3 is really 4 ula. Yeah. So then if yes, you know what? Don't get involved with case number 2 and 3 for themselves.
For
the way it's written. Learn it is a hadush of Nehemiah. And there's two ways to learn of Nehemiah. Either Nehemiah is saying that what? That once you have a case where one witness is believed, so then you go, I don't care who the witnesses are. Even if the one of the witnesses is a kasher, even if it's one man against two women, the two women have rov de'ot. Second, and learn all the cases like that. And say, no. I didn't go that far. Rav Hayah just said, you go with rov de'ot when everybody's pistulim. But in the club, there's a man involved, and it becomes like paga paga. But there's one question over here that Rashi says over here. Rashi brings a question like this. In Rav Hayah's attack against Ula, he came along and said, you bring me diyukim? I'll bring you diyuk from case number 3. Right? What was his diyuk? It says you have two witnesses come along and said nitmea. One witness has come along and says lo nitmea. What is that? Lo shota. Mashma, only because it's one against two. But if it was one against one, shota. Ah, so you see, you see a duke like me. So comes that she over here and speaks out like this. Oh, let's go slow. And what was the duke the other way? Against Rav Hayah from case number 2. Let's speak out that case. One says Nitmet. Two come along and say, hey, we were with you over there. Nothing happened at that time, right? So that's Mashma, because two against one. Mashma, one against one, lo ayta shota, right? So seemingly on that question that they're asking, according to Rabbi Hayah, Rashi says Rav Hayah could have answered at that point. He could have answered that the reason why the Mishnah says Shota, it's talking about, we could say the case is talking about that it was at different times. It was at different times, which means one witness came along and said Nistera, we saw it. We saw she did the Nitma'a. She was Nitma'a, one witness, right? Two witnesses came along after that and come along and say, no, we, if they came at separate times, so that's why I'll tell you that what? The deen of the Mishnah is going to be Shota. So you're going to bring me a duke, had v'had, yeah, had v'had, when they come at separate times, lo ayta Shota. Which is learned the case is talking about when they came at separate times. Even if Hayah agrees, if they came at separate times, the testimony is accepted. So the Gemara, that she points out, no, we can't learn that case where they came at separate times. It's not mashma like that. Why? Because it's mashma that came together, because they saw it together. So usually when they see something together, they're going to come to the Betin together. So the case is talking about where they came, bivatahat. And still the deen of the Mishnah is going to be, when they came bivatahat, the deen in the second case is what? Shota. Mashma, if they came one and one together, lo ayta shota. So therefore, she's just saying they couldn't answer Rav Hayah when they asked that question that's talking about that they didn't come together. It was a smash, but the case is talking about even when they came, because they saw it together. So Mustafa, when they saw it together, they came together. And therefore, the question the Gemara was, so they came together, smash, only when they came together was two against one. But if they came together one against one, lo ayta shota. Question against Rav Hayah. That's what Rav Hayah came with. Good question on me, by the way. But I'll bring you a question from the third diuk, from the duke of the third case. Yeah, you can't answer me. You know what? Don't go with the diyukim. Go with the cases themselves are teaching me hadushim. What are the cases of hadushim they're teaching me? By the Hamya, the Gedin of Pesudeh, Edut, each one according to its version. Hadran alach mi shekineh. Baruch adonai le'olam. Amen.